boys and girls, it is playoff time.
Larson has the advantage. Here comes the 18. He puts the ball back.
16 drivers battle for NASCAR's ultimate prize, but only one will be called champion.
And there's the gap between one and two. Kyle Busch. And here comes Larson. Larson to the bottom of the track.
Under the lights of the nighttime sky on the beaches of Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida.
Time to put your armor on, tighten those seatbelts, because we're about to go three wide on the track.
Kurt Busch right up in front of the 42. Now he moves out of the way.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 starts right now. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
It is Roval time on the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. The final weekend of September. Eddie Greer III in the house. Boys and girls, the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast is on the airwaves. Y'all know what it is. A packed half hour or so preview of the Roval activity started yesterday with Xfinity Series optional practice. Well, it shouldn't even be optional. Everybody should have went out there on the racetrack out there and got some laps down, which everybody pretty much did. And then, of course, today, official practice for the Xfinity Series, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series boys, and of course, qualifying just ended an hour or so ago, September 28th, on this Friday. Yep, it is Roval time. Face the music, gentlemen, out there here tonight. And of course, Big D is here with me, as always, doing his thing in the EG3 garage area. We're here with you guys for the next half hour with an action-packed Roval. And oh yeah, silly season. A lot went down, has gone down the last less than 24 hours, including today. And we decided we're going to include that on a post-race Roval playoff edition coming up. Oh, there's going to be a lot to discuss, including elimination weekend for the Cup Series. And all I know is this, and I said it over and over this week, of course, four drivers championship run will come to an end when the checkered flag falls Sunday afternoon at Charlotte Motor Speedway, folks. It's going down. We're going to first take a look at the Xfinity Series. Before we take a look at the Xfinity Series, at the Cup Series, excuse me, and of course the playoff drivers and where they're going to be starting at the Xfinity Series. As I mentioned, they did their optional practice yesterday, and of course, also a big news story to follow for tomorrow. The Xfinity boys are going to have to deal with the weather. Yep, the weather is supposed to have some pop-up showers in the area over there at Charlotte, North Carolina. And if dealing with the Roval is tough enough as it is, you got to put wet tires on it and deal with it. Woo! We've been hyping this up, and fans out there in the North Carolina, Charlotte area, if there's one NASCAR race that you have not been to or planning on going to, this should be it on y'all's list. If I was living out there, I would have definitely got my tickets for both these races, because these races are going to be popcorn in your seat action from the moment the green flag drops. And we've seen a lot of action already. Drivers going off the course, and there are quite a few of them. And one of them hit one of the corners head on. My goodness, heavy impact, a street world course. You talking about an oval, Roval put together. You got obviously the oval part of it, and then the world course part of it. And we've seen it all from testing up until really this weekend. Everything we've seen it all. People going, drivers shouldn't say people, drivers. This is a NASCAR podcast. Drivers, Cup drivers going off the course, and we got several of them going to backup cars for the race already. So, and a couple of playoff drivers at that, and one of them is behind the cut line, and another one had a bad afternoon. So, a lot's going to happen in both these races. Of course, the Xfinity Series race happens tomorrow, while the Cup Series does battle on a Roval track Sunday. The drive for Cure 200, presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield in the Xfinity Series, round two of the postseason tomorrow at 3 Eastern Time, 2 o'clock Central. And of course, the Bank, or how you want to say this, the Bank of America Roval 400 goes down on Sunday, the first elimination race of the 2018 NASCAR playoffs. Goes down from there. But a name, flipping it back to the Xfinity Series. Of course, the trucks are off for a couple more weeks until Talladega, their first elimination race of the playoffs. But a name that has come up here in the Xfinity Series, and we've been talking about them here for the past week, or really here kind of blatantly on and off, is Austin Cindric. Austin Cindric comes in here behind the cut line, obviously, but listening to NASCAR America at work while on the road driving, you're hearing me say this for those of you who've been listening for quite a while now on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. I'm on the road majority for work, and listening to this episode, Xfinity, Austin Cindric's name's been popping up on the boards, and we've seen him, you know, obviously been well documented on this podcast. Cindric had an opportunity to win Mid-Ohio, didn't do that, and then had issues in the other two road course races. So this is, again, if there's any time to get your first Xfinity Series win, and even Austin himself said that, hey, we got the best equipment in the garage area and all this and that. We got a chance. I'm the underdog, this and that. I got a chance to put myself in a championship for. Well, Austin Cindric, this is your opportunity right here, right now. Tomorrow it goes down. This is your best shot to get to the round of eight. You don't back up your words, it's a wrap at Dover. I don't care if you do have the best equipment in the garage here or not. Cindric comes in here. He was fast off the truck in the optional practice yesterday. In first practice, he was top of the boards along with Daniel Hemric. Big news surrounding Daniel Hemric going promotion. Mr. Hemric to the 31 car. Again, a lot more on Silly Season. Has been very active today. And also the Truck Series with one particular team making some moves themselves. Again, we're saving that for the post-playoff reaction of the Roval on Monday. Oh, we got a hell of a lot to discuss on that end. But Hemric moving to the 31 was second. Alex LeBay, I'm liking his chances for the upset. Third, Ryan Preece with Hemric. Ryan Preece to the 47 of JTG Doherty. Again, this is going to be brief. We're going to keep it brief on this preview show. Ryan Preece gets the nod. Huge day for Ryan and that whole family, that whole organization. Moving on from AJ Allmendinger. Fourth, Justin Allgaier made announced that he's returning to Junior Motorsports 7. Fifth, in the rest of your top 10 from practice number one earlier today, Cole Custer, Christopher Bell, who is moving on to the next round, Ty Majeste, Ryan Truex, and Matt Tiff, a decent road course racer there in the 10th spot. Then you flip the script to practice number two. Oh, Nat, man, a lot of mojo for Daniel Hemric. And keep this in mind. Hemric will be making his second start in the Cup Series on Sunday. And Hemric goes back in the spring, made his Cup debut at Richmond. And it's been a stellar day for Daniel Hemric all around. Hemric fast in both the practice sessions, fastest in the second practice. And then Ryan Truex, who's pretty decent at road courses, also second. Cole Custer, Ty Majeske in that 60 car, trying to turn that luck around. we'll see what happens there. But Ty Majeske, a good afternoon for him. Allgaier, fifth in both practice sessions. Then Justin Marks, who went to a backup car. Cindric, seventh. Andy Laliot, a road course specialist, sitting there in the 8th spot. Elliott Salor, 9th, and Ross Chastain returns home to the 4 car for JD Motorsports. Rounds out top 10 there in both practice sessions. Again, qualifying tomorrow in the race. Tomorrow in the race, the laps are scheduled to be 55 to the Cup Series, Big D, 109. So, this race is going to go by quick. and you don't have time to screw around if you're a playoff driver. Qualifying is going to be premium for tomorrow's Xfinity Series playoff race over there. And you got to be aggressive. And this, again, this kind of fits the style going back to that 22, pesky 22 of Cindric. You know, if you're going to have a chance, you got to qualify up front. You cannot afford a bad qualifying spot at this track. There's too many treacherous activities going on at that racetrack. You got to start off. That's why I know as well. You got to start up front, and you do not, I don't think, you do not want to be back in that hornet's nest. There's definitely my version of the hornet's nest. Let's see. It's going to be from pretty much from World 4 on back, pretty much. So definitely, you do not want to be back there with those guys. And especially if it comes down to a late race restart. And it's funny enough that I was worrying about this going in to the Roval weekend. Where are these cars going to restart at? Well, they're going to restart on the oval part of this racetrack that Marcus Smith beautifully created, come up with this, and everybody's going to be talking about the fans, everyone. This has been the hyped up show. Well, I'm going to be at a football game tomorrow, so I'm not going to be able to see the Xfinity Series race. I'm going to make sure I'm going to set my DVR for this race tomorrow so I can come home, watch it tomorrow night or in the morning before church. But definitely, this is must-see TV for the rest of you guys out there. I know the Ryder Cup has officially started, I believe. The My Opinion There for a Fact podcast, obviously going for the Europe side of that equation, but this is must-see TV, and especially, I think, more so on the Xfinity Series side now. Definitely, there's going to be definitely more hyped-up side for the Cup Series with the elimination race and all that other stuff. But with these guys, these guys need to get on a track, because these young guys are going to be put to the test, and we have seen some massive hits already this weekend. One of them, like I mentioned earlier, a while ago, hit the wall head on. Woo! So definitely, you know, they made changes to the racetrack, as we will go over here momentarily, and then we'll touch on the Cup Series to wrap up the preview show here tonight on the 3 Wide with EG3 NASCAR podcast. But taking a look at where they sit, the Xfinity Series sits, standings-wise, heading in, Bell is the points leader, but obviously he locked himself in, and he's probably not very good on world courses. Well, he can breathe a sigh. Well, he's already breathing a sigh of relief. Bell locked himself in. Then Daniel Hemric is second. Allgaier finished not a good start to the playoffs last week at Richmond. Ross Chastain sitting there third. Well, fourth, if you look at it. Well, third, if you look at Bell being locked, RMAC locked in. Elliott Salor, Matt Tiff, Tyler Reddick, and Brandon Jones. That final playoff spot, which is actually a tied up with Cole Custer. He got in that little mess there with Cindric and Allgaier last week at the Richmond Raceway. Ryan Truex sitting there not too far back. Only 2 points separate him in that tie for that final transfer spot. Austin Cindric, keep your eyes on him. A golden opportunity, most likely the last opportunity he's going to get if he's going to make any waves towards really messing up this playoff grid right now. And Ryan Reed seeing there's a really, the gap really is not that far. 8 points separate the final transfer spot and Ryan Reed. So you make a mistake here and your whole playoff hopes can go kaboom just like that. And obviously, with this being a road course racetrack, a lot of drivers are going to be on the lead lap. That is key. And one mistake here, I mean, there's a lot of walls, a lot of tire barriers, or a lot of chicanes and all that other stuff. And what we're going to listen to, it was the less chicane Roval track where Adrian Amanir obviously tested that and qualified pretty well this afternoon. But you got to go through the front stretch. We'll just tell you that right now. The front stretch heading to the checkers, you got to go through that mini chicane. You don't. That is a pass through a penalty. And if you miss it on the final lap, they take away, I believe, Big D, I think it was 20 or 30 seconds of your time. That is critical. That's crude. That's brutal. So you got to follow the rules. And obviously there's a chicane. When we saw the preview before the chicane was added to the backstretch, it was a straight speed. It was just straight your normal backstretch, but they mixed in the little chicane area on that backstretch heading to, I don't have the map in front of me at the moment, but definitely a lot of changes since then. And obviously there's been note of it, especially on NASCAR America, turn 3, turn 6. Obviously that final turn, which counts as that chicane out there. So a lot going on. And all for Allgaier, is there panic? Not yet, but in these playoffs, and we've seen it already. I don't have to repeat it to you guys. But one mistake with a playoff driver, that could kill your chance, especially, you know, with Bell and even Justin Allgaier having all those playoff points due to wins. And now Bell adding another one. He don't have to worry about no drama, all that other stuff. He got to go out. The rest of these guys got to go out there and not make mistakes. I mean, obviously it's hard enough to go out there. And not only that, but this is not Sonoma or Watkins Glen, obviously. You're dealing with a lot of walls, a lot of tire barriers, and there's been a lot of comparisons already to this being a street course like you see IndyCar, Formula One. Oh, yeah. Especially that road course section of the track. You got a lot of wall there, and we've seen it all, and I've been seeing a lot of replays of guys going off the course, hitting the wall, going to backups, which we're going to detail that in moments time. So again, critical. The Xfinity Series race tomorrow, 55 laps. Of course, that doesn't count overtime, and I would put some wager on this if I was somebody living in Vegas. We could definitely see a situation where both the races go into overtime. That is my bold prediction of the weekend. If this thing goes in overtime, we could see multiple. So definitely, you know, especially with this being a playoff format, especially with the Cup Series being its first elimination race. Yeah, so definitely be out on the lookouts for that. Now, Big D, flip the screen now to all these turns that we're going to be talking about here briefly here within the next few minutes before we turn it over to the Cup side and recapping what a day at the Roval it is. Obviously, for those of you just tuning in to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3 in your ears here tonight for this Roval preview. 17 terms, and let's just do a short, quick rundown of these. So turn one, obviously from the front stretch, a 90 degree sharp left-hand turn to that. And then here, going into turn two, a challenging entry into the second corner. And you won't be seeing much in there. Obviously, drivers will descend onto the short chute and make their way underneath the pedestrian bridge. We did not see that in the virtual test where AJ Allmendinger was. Had a video of that. But the pedestrian bridge, that thing was beautiful. That's the whole track itself. We saw pictures of it yesterday. And that track looks pretty sweet. But for the drivers, not so much. And for some of the Cup drivers, they don't like it. Turn leads to turn number three. The left to the right descent from turn number two mixed with the braking and the ranks high in, excuse me, in, all right, so turn three ranks in the most difficult part of the track. I've mentioned this already. Turn three, turn number six in there, and then this difficult turn leads you into turn number four. We got Kyle Busch on here demonstrating for us here on the show. So turn four, second of four consecutive right-hand turns of the infield portion of this track, and the drivers will be making their way through towards turn number five. You're going to carry speed through that turn, and you're going to take a slight dip into that right-hander before going into turn number six. Again, Kyle Busch there on the move there. Drivers will make that transition into this turn. Of course, you guys can't see it. I'm just telling you guys, explaining it to you guys. But if you go on YouTube or anything like that, or see pictures of the racetrack, you'll have a better idea. For those of you who haven't been paying attention, Rover Weekend jet ski on the way. We're at turn number six out of 17 turns. Now, turn six, taking this turn, small climb up to the corner. This turn will be the tricky. I've mentioned turn six already. How many times, Big D? Yeah, he's shaking his head. Too many times. Yeah, it's turn six. They're going to be going right to turn number seven here. As Kyle Busch, again, you cannot see it because you're only listening to this podcast, but he's making that left-hander, hitting that sweeper into turn number eight. Ooh, that was a little close right there. Turn number eight has that wall that's sticking out right there. After exiting turn seven, drivers will head straight into the sharp left-hand corner, launching them straight onto the traditional 24-degree banking we are used to seeing at the regular Charlotte Oval, and they can gain a lot of momentum if they can get a good launch out of seven. And this is one of the minimum passing zones here, setting up well for turn number eight. Here we go, Kyle Busch going up the banking. Turn number nine and 10, we're at the oval part of the racetrack, which is traditionally turn one. Coming out of turn one and turn two, you're listening to 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3 in your ears. Roval preview on this final weekend of September. Like I just said, I just said that turn one and turn two now gives you a lot of speed. And originally, Big D, for those of you just tuning in, this was not the original setup. This was without the chicane, that backstretch. I was listening to the NASCAR NBC podcast episode this morning with Marcus Smith. Nate Ryan was talking about it. They did not have this in the plans until before the comeback with the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series drivers. They added that chicane there. Again, the key word in this in these turns, speed. And you can make passes before heading in the chicane, which is going to be turn 11 and 12. Kyle Busch heading right for the chicane right there. And then you're going to be heavy on those brakes. This is going to be critical. Heavy on these brakes before making the left-hander into turns 13 and 14. Again, these degrees really, really sharp. 24 degrees. And now we're at the point now, turn number 13 and 14. Drivers will be hot on the gas pedal exiting 12, and then building as much speed possible heading into these turns. And again, this is going to be another one of those limited passing opportunities heading toward the front stretch before hitting the next chicane on turn 15, 16, and 17. This is what we did not see in the virtual look video with H. Almendinger. This is a good indication right here. Busch going in left, turning in right, and heading for the stripe right there. That's the final stripe right there. And this is what some of those guys were talking about. You got to hit the chicane. You do not do that. It is an automatic penalty, pass-through penalty at that, which could basically take you out of it. But again, this is a road course, and you can still stay on a lead lap, though, if you get penalized. So, but that final lap, though, is critical. That you have to pay attention to that if there's any problems with the last lap, especially obviously with that front stretch is a quicker way to get to this flag. But if you do not go through follow track rules, you'll be penalized, especially if you do not go through that little shakedown in the final stretch. So definitely, if you do not having a hard time picture it in your head. We gave you a small dose, pretty much, of it. You have to take a more video, and probably more so on NASCAR.com, has a more better good look of it with Kyle Busch taking you through there. That's what we have it on right now, so we're talking to you guys. So, but yeah, that's kind of the brief tour of the Roval World Course. It is so much that is going on in between turn 1 and 17. It's just a mouthful there, Daniel, and it's already a mouthful. They've already proven, these drivers already proven our points. So that's a brief rundown of the road for you guys. This is the 3-Wide NASCAR Apocalypse EG3 Roval Preview, the Xfinity Series, round 2 of the playoffs, tomorrow afternoon, the first elimination race for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, and we got big names. Obviously, we've talked about it this week, and again, if you have not listened to the post-race podcast yet, playoff podcast yet, of the Richmond race, I encourage you to do that. And we have another one that's up right now currently, and right after this Roval race, it will be officially the road, the Kansas Speedway, in part to do second elimination race in a few weeks. But again, we got unfinished business, and for these drivers that's outside this bubble here, and we'll get to that momentarily. Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski, Mark Truex Jr., in the drop of this green flag, Kevin Harvick had his issues this afternoon, not having enough speed in that race, or at least for right now anyways. Harvick will take the green flag. He will be added to the guys that's automatically locked in to the round of 12. Those guys are in it. Well, meanwhile, there's not much separation, really, between 5th and all the way down here. Joey Logano, Eric Almirola, 25, 23, respectively. Kyle Larson sitting there with 17. And Kurt Busch, 15. Kurt Busch scoring the pole, first ever pole for the Roval, making a little history. Pretty much everything is going to be history-making this weekend. But now, down here, you have what you're going to be paying attention to. 9 through 12 in this bubble. Cut line. Chase Elliott, Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon had issues this afternoon. 10 apiece from the cut line. Austin Dillon has work cut out. Alex Bowman put down a hell of a qualifying effort today. Bowman looking to transfer himself in to the next round. 5 up. Blaney, he nicked the wall at some point today. He had a decent qualifying effort also, but he nicked the wall. Also, we'll see you keep following that story throughout the weekend. Blaney is the last driver in. And then Clint Bowyer, first one out. 4 points separate him. And Jimmy Johnson said his best chance was at the Roval, and he had a good day also. So Jimmy Johnson, that veteran leadership, the 7th time, looking to advance himself to the next round, 6 out from the cut line. And then Eric Jones and Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin's struggles. The struggle continues for Hamlin in these playoffs, having to go to a backup car for this race. So it is gone from really, really bad to really, 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 really worse for this 11 team. No doubt, Eric Jones, Denny Hamlin, they're going to have to go out here, make something happen if they're going to win this race on Sunday. But yeah, Jimmy Johnson, for whatever reason, my feeling is, I think for what it is, I mean, he could very well get him race his way in, especially with the strategies of the stage points. You know, different guys are on different strategies for these guys here, for Clint Bowyer, Jimmy Johnson. These guys got an opportunity to gain stage points via strategy also. So, and then obviously the same applies to Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, Dylan, Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott is, I believe, starting inside the top 5. We will go through where the playoff drivers are starting here in a moment. But this is a golden opportunity. We saw it all year long in these road course races. Again, Roval is the final road course race of the year. You know, we've seen guys that have fast cars go for the win, while others go for stage points and get them in inside the playoffs. Now we're in a whole new different situation. Well, not really whole, but the situation has changed, Big D, where now driver's going to be looking for the stage points to either patent the cushion or to help themselves advance. And I cannot stress to you enough about stage points, how critical that is, especially if a playoff driver gets in an early accident, does not make it to stage one. That could very well happen in this case. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, especially with the qualifying laps put down by some of these bubble guys that had great afternoons today here. As, yep, there we go, Big D, thanks. So now you take a look at the flip side. Now before we get into that here, drivers had issues all day. Kyle Busch had issues. I mentioned Austin Dillon hitting the wall in one of the turns. Bubba Wallace continues his road course estranged Vaganza tour off the track five times or something like that. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. nailing the wall. So those guys having to go to back cars, throwing Denny Hamlin as well. So right now, you know, this is what you've been waiting for all year long, and it's about to happen. We're less than 72 hours away, well, really, actually, less than 24 hours away from seeing chaos happen. It begins in the Xfinity Series, but we have our attention on the playoff drivers and where they're going to be starting at. Of course, Denny Hamlin was slated 27th up here, but he's going to have to go to a backup car. Excuse me. He's going to have to go to a backup at this case. And the first one in this was, yeah, it is. It was Denny Hamlin, 27th, and Brad Keselowski had a 25th place qualifying effort on his end of the bargain as well. Brad K, obviously locked in next round. He don't have to worry about that, none of that stuff. And then Austin Dillon, backup car, hitting everything, 24th. And he said after that great one he had last week at Richmond, we deserve to get in the round 12. Well, this is not the college football playoff where we get to vote on guys that deserve to make it or not. This is where you have to earn your money, your paycheck, to get in the next round. Austin Dillon going to have his hands full come Sunday. But 24th on here that I have on this list. And then going up further here, Eric Almirola spoke to the media today, and he was kind of irritated by the comments I read, at least. 20th for Almirola. Kevin Harvick starts 19th. Joey Logano, 15th. Kyle Busch, 14th. Martin Truex Jr., 13th. And the big three did not, all these drivers did not advance to the next round and did not make it to the next round of qualifying, which was the final round. So that was probably the first time all year that all the big three drivers did not make it to the money stopping round of the playoffs. So I found that very, very interesting. But again, they don't give you the big bucks though in qualifying. It's the big show is what they're looking for. So especially Kyle Busch, I'm a little surprised at what he was doing in qualifying. But Mark Trish Jr., of course, I don't have to sweat it out with that. So with him making it to the next round via points. So the big three, 13th, 14th, and 19th. We'll see how they progress at the Roval on Sunday. Of course, more practice sessions for these guys, obviously, tomorrow with the Xfinity Series race on tap. Now, Brian Blaney, that final cutoff spot. Can he survive and move on to the next round? He's going to be rolling off 9th. And, of course, we'll check that damage for him. Clint Bowyer, 7th. Bowyer's been pretty good at road course all year long. He put down a 3rd at Sonoma earlier this year. Jimmy Johnson, 6th. And Jimmy Johnson, of course, building up that momentum here. He's had a solid on. He's been pretty competitive. Had a good Vegas race. He was hung around a little bit at Richmond, and he's showing some good speed here. And Jimmy Johnson looking to make some hay in round two. But he's going to have to get to the Rover first if he's going to have any chance to have his quote-unquote hashtag chasing eight streak alive. Kyle Larson, fifth. Chase Elliott, as I mentioned, fourth. Alex Bowman starts third on Sunday. And Kurt Busch, 41 car, Stuart Haas Racing, leads the field, the green, in the inaugural playoff race. The Roval going to go down Sunday with a lap of 106.868 miles per hour. That is your playoff look and some notables. Later, AJ Allmendinger in the news. He's going on that ride. And he said he has nothing to lose. Well, obviously. Second, he'll be starting right next to Kurt Busch. And how about JTG Doherty? Chris Buescher returning that 37 next year. Again, we'll have our full recap of silly season coming up on the next edition of the playoff edition reaction of the podcast. Chris Buescher, 10th. Daniel Hemric sitting there. He rolls off 11th. He had a great qualifying session in this afternoon, and I lost the page there for a moment. And then I wanted to mention Jamie McMurray, 8th. So Ganassi up there, well represented as well, up in that top 10. So I wanted to give a couple shout-outs out there to those guys starting inside the top 10 in this race. JTG Doherty, both cars up there in the mix. Buescher has had great success on road course this year. Buescher has put down some great performances this second half of the season. And I'm actually very happy for him that he stays there. There are a lot of rumors that he was going to be out of that ride. But Takajester says, we're going to keep him in that ride, in that 37 for next year. Again, one more time, for those of you just tuning in, missing it, well, we're going to have all of Season Silly Rundown on the post-playoff edition of the Roval coming up this week. Like I said, this is going to be next week. It's already going to look like it's going to be packed full of information all over. So I'm very looking forward to it. Kicking off the road to Kansas with the Roval recap on Monday night. Looking forward to it as well. And some of these drivers aren't looking forward to as well. But it's the nature of the beast. And we're going to find out who survives. Mainly the Roval, but who survives in the playoff stand of things. And who's moving on. And who will be left out come Monday morning, ladies and gentlemen. So get your popcorn ready. You might as well get your beer, get your popcorn, whatever it is that you get ready for, because this is going to be a hell of a show. I'll tell you that right now. We're getting closer by the minute. Of course, the Xfinity Series rolls out, begins the action tomorrow afternoon on NBCSN, while the debut of the Roval on the Cup Series side will be on national TV at that. How about this? National television, NBC, afternoon kickoff. Obviously, you're going to have to deal with football, but I'm going to be dealing with football and doing double duty, football and watching the Roval on the big stream. I'm going to have the Roval on the big stream because this is how big it is. Roval, first time, Big D, we're going to have it up. We're going to have tablet on the side. This is going to be really, really fun on Sunday afternoon. Cannot wait. Cody, you got the Ryder Cup going on. And last time I checked, it was 5-3 in favor of Europe. So USA got some work cut out for them as well. And a note, one news marker I will note here. And I will remind you, I will restate this on Monday. Kyle Larson is now in the wedding game. So Kyle Larson, Kyle and Caitlin, sweet maiden name, got married this week. So congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Larson for getting married at Charlotte. So is that a first for the Rover to experience that? And we're going to see a lot of firsts. So I did want to mention that. So congratulations to Kyle and Caitlin Larson on their marital ceremony this week. So big news on that front. Again, I've said this a lot of times on this show before we begin to wrap this up. And now I lost the train of thought. So, but yeah, we'll have silly. There we go. Silly season. We'll have that. Today should have been silly season day because a lot of stuff happened and a lot of things were made official today. And at least we have almost half the rides of next year being filled by the Young Gunners. Obviously, Ryan Preece getting the nod officially now to the 47. Daniel Hemric promoted to the 31 car. Obviously, Ryan Newman was promoted, or not promoted, I shouldn't say promoted, and this was moved over to the 6. So he's going to be over to the Roush Fenway Racing side, replacing the Trevor Bayne, Matt Kenseth duo of this seat this year. So a lot going on. And obviously, we have news from the Truck Series as well regarding silly season. Again, we want to keep it brief for you guys tonight as we get set for the action-packed Roval here coming tomorrow afternoon with the Xfinity Series. Cannot wait to watch these races unfold. You can follow me, guys, on Twitter, at 3Watt_FastEddie. Again, at 3Watt_FastEddie. And one other news before we run down our usual podcast central. I joined the PETM Posse. Yep, that's right. For those of you who don't know what that is the PETM Racing Podcast that does their thing as well. And those guys, Rusty and Andrew, they do their show from Atlanta, Georgia. They're from that area. And I'm also from that area as well, 30 minutes from Atlanta. But I'm a Georgia boy as well, so very excited to join them as well in their part of their show program as well. That's a great podcast to listen to as well. So I'm pumped up for that as well. So I wanted to mention that as well. You can listen to the 3Watt NASCAR podcast with EG3. As always, you know you can find us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Audio Boom, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer. Yeah, you know it. We got it on majority of wherever you listen to podcasts. And make sure you listen to the 3Watt NASCAR podcast with EG3, PETM podcast, and others. Lap Traffic, Loose Lugs, or they're doing theirs on Sunday. Get on that. Yeah, Jeff Gluck, everything. Just add it all. That's what I've been doing. So, well, listen to everything NASCAR related. Get on that on the surface. And all, as usual, though, for the our podcast, the 3Watt NASCAR podcast, EG3, you better join us. Join our playoff movement. Share the love. Spread the word about this podcast. And yes, for iTunes, if you have not subscribed, get on that. Put it on your list. Put it on your daily rotation, or I shouldn't say daily, but weekly rotation of podcasts. And I'm losing another train of thought here before we wrap this up. So much has happened today. We will have a full breakdown of these moves on Monday. And, of course, Mick Rose will be with us as well. So, yeah, definitely, I'm already excited about next Monday night show. So, and with the anticipation action with it, you can't get any exciting than this here on a 3Watt NASCAR podcast with EG3. So, definitely get your tailgate stuff in order because you don't want to miss a minute of the action of the Roval. Real quick, dark horses this weekend from both series. Well, I mentioned one of them at the top of the podcast. If you haven't been paying attention, I got to roll with Alex LeBay in that 36 car this weekend. And I'm going to throw in kind of a homer pick here, Ryan Truex. I think those guys are going to be solid. If, as long as they stay off the wall and out of the tire barrier, I think they'll be just fine. My winner there. Man, it's hard to go with somebody, and I'm not going to go with Cindric. All this talk about Austin Cindric, I'm going to roll with a guy that I've been hyping up on our podcast. Daniel Hemric will take the checkered flag. And I made a bold prediction of it as well. Daniel Hemric will win a playoff race. I stand by that. Hemric will win. Go out here. Take all that momentum. You know, his rise to the Cup Series, very unique, but he's definitely earned it. Earn a shot at a full-time ride, which he got promoted at 31 for next year. he will win this race, and lock himself in to the next round. On the Cup side of things, my two dark horses here, I'm not going to go homer like I did there. My two dark horses, well, for one, you know, for what it is, I'm going to roll with them JTG Doherty cars. Chris Buescher, quietly and steady, you don't pay attention to him, but he gets solid finishes, that starting spot right there, guys, eighth is a good starting spot, and I am going to roll with AJ Allmendinger also. So for what it is, nothing to lose. You know, he wants to stay in NASCAR. All the comments that he said post qualifying, he said he wants to stay in the NASCAR. You know, one of the podcasts was talking about him going to sports cars and whatnot, already counting them out. But for Allmendinger himself, he wants to stay in NASCAR and look for a ride. Well, he's out of a ride right now. And what a statement for him. He has no pressure. All that amped up pressure he'd be feeling when he did have a ride or whatever officially. Well, all that, you know, after November, he don't have a ride at the moment. And with limited seating, he's going to try to go out here and make something happen. And I wouldn't be surprised if Allmendinger is around at the end. And this guy has no pressure. He's just going to go out there and free flow it and go out here and try to make an upset of the playoff field and win. And he's a top contender to do that. And it pains me to say the winner of this race. It pains me to say it. Being a Martin Truex Jr. fan, I'm not going homer on this. Even though Truex has had great success this year on road courses, I'm going to save him. I got to roll with a 48 car. Yeah, I got to roll the 48. He looks good on paper right now. And the way that he, obviously, the situation, you know, he being in a situation before, having to go out and perform, especially, this is not the half mile Charlotte Motor Speedway. This is the Roval edition of Charlotte Motor Speedway. And for what it is, I don't know what it is, my gut always tells me something, and when it does, it usually is right. Even though the mind goes over the gut sometimes, the gut usually wins. And my gut feeling's got, I gotta go with this 48 car. And with that, he will obviously, with the long he's in, his longest winless drought ever in his career, stellar career, this is the perfect time to get it. Charlotte has been kind of that 48. And they got speed in that race car. I gotta roll with it, man. 48 car will win and advance to the next round, shaking up the playoff picture. Obviously, he'll have to deal with Alex Bowman in that as well. So Bowman's in right now. Johnson is out. That could very well switch. But we'll have to see how this, and pay attention again. Folks, pay attention to the stage racing. That is going to be critical, really, to see who's going to go in and who's out. Obviously, Denny Hamlin, he has a tall-ass mountain to climb for him. But those Eric Jones, he qualified pretty good. Let me go back to the rundown. Yeah, he qualified 12th there, so not bad qualifying starting spot. You're right there within stage point range. Again, the laps of the Cup Series, the Bank of America Roval 400, 109. That does not include overtime. My bold prediction was both of these races are going to go in overtime. Multiple. That, you heard it here, folks, in the 3-wide NASCAR podcast, EG3. You heard it. Mark it down, Big D. He's writing it down right now. Both races will be going to overtime. I'll be shocked if they don't. So especially with the interesting restarts on the back end of the racetrack coming into the road course area there. Yeah, I can see both races going in to OT. Ladies and gentlemen, get your food, get your drinks ready. This is going to be fun. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap things up for the preview edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Big D, thanks for hanging out with me this afternoon, even though we're approaching dinner time, so I'm starving. It's time to get off the podcast. But before we do that, big shout out to you, to all of you guys who continue to listen to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Thank you, everybody, for doing that. And thank you for tuning in to this Roval preview edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Next on the 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR podcast, I've been promoting that playoff reaction of the Roval. All things Roval, silly season, we got it all. And of course, we will know by then who is out of the Monster Energy NASCAR podcast for 2018. This is EG3 Eddie Greer signing off. You have been listening to the 3Wide with EG3 NASCAR podcast. Big D, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Roval, baby.
NASCAR podcast with EG3. Be sure to stay tuned for next episode. Who's moving on and who will be left out? Catch us next time going 3 wide.